The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Well, you're back once again on an 88.5 SoCal Sound Session, and look who it is. It's Sam Morrow.
How's it going, man?
Hello, Sam Morrow.
Good to be here.
I do enjoy your album.
Thank you.
I'm showing the world it right now. It's called On the Right Home.
There it is. On the Right Here.
On the Right Here.
Yeah, there you go.
Not On the Right Home.
Yeah.
Did you write this on the ride here?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, technically. In a more abstract term, I guess, yeah.
So what's it about, man? This is your third or fourth album?
Fifth, I think. Fourth or fifth. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's not necessarily like about one thing. It's just like kind of all my albums are just kind of the journey from one album to the other, and what I've picked up along the way, and what I've thrown out along the way, and so yeah, that's On the Ride Here, you know.
I like it. I've been seeing words like Tex-Mex. My favorite one is East LA Country Funk.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Where does the influence come from? Americana, rootsy rock, man. You've got the hair, you've got the look. How did that come about? I guess it's just traditional storytelling, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm influenced by all kinds of stuff, you know. Whether it's, you know, the East LA Los Lobos or classic rock or classic country. You know, I like a lot of music, so I just try and kind of meld them together, you know. So that's, again, things I picked up on the ride here. It's just music stuff, you know, little tricks and trades, you know.
So you grew up in Houston.
Uh-huh.
You moved to L.A.
Yep.
You moved the heck back to Houston.
I did, yeah.
Now you're headed to Nashville.
Yes, sir.
Where all the good musicians retire.
Yeah, I hope to retire one day, but it's not going to be anytime soon.
You got some years to go.
Yeah, yeah. Musician retirement is a funny thing, but... yeah, I lived in LA for about 12 years, and I loved it, but I was kind of just ready for a change, you know, and moved back to Texas, and now I'm moving on to Nashville, and, you know, I'm excited for, you know, that change and that sort of new journey there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hear it's a lot different from LA, where here in LA, when you hang out with fellow songwriters, feels so corporate and businessy, like everybody's got a job to do, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And I imagine over there, everybody's having fun, you know, being friendly.
It's a different, you know, LA is so big, you can kind of find your people, but it, you know, it's, you know, the culture of like songwriting is a little different there, and it's like a little bit more up my alley, you know? But that's not to say I didn't write some good songs with people in LA, and you know, I met so many, there's so many good musicians that live here still, you know. So I'll miss LA, but I come back, you know. I've been here for a week, you know, hanging out. So it's good to go to all my favorite haunts and stuff.
Now, there is some controversy I got to bring up about Cheese.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw you being interviewed in Texas at a radio station. You said that LA people just don't understand what queso is. And I took that personally. Because I don't think, you said that, and I thought to myself, I don't think I know what queso is.
Yeah, so technically queso is just Spanish for cheese, but queso is a Tex-Mex thing, and it's melted cheese with normally a bunch of seasoning in it, and I like it personally with some like ground beef. And it's like one of the finest exports out of Texas. And there's not too many. There's a place called Home State in Los Angeles that makes a good queso. So shout out Home State. If you want to sponsor me, go ahead. I will take tacos for the rest of my life.
We get paid in tacos.
Yeah,
that's good.
I will take tacos. But yeah, it's that. That's one of the things I missed, you know. California Mexican and Texas Mexican is very different. I like both, but I prefer Tex-Mex, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I learned something like sad about SoCal the other day about burritos. You know that a California burrito, I mean, you've had one before, right?
Yeah.
Beans, cheese, rice, salsa.
Yeah, sometimes guacamole. Avocado or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Did you know that a traditional California burrito is carne asada and french fries?
That's wild, man. That is absolutely wild.
We've been gatekeeped.
I want one now. Yeah.
From San Diego, taking ownership of this. They changed the name to like Mission Burrito or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, for the life of me, I can't think of the any time I've had an avocado, carne asada french fry burrito.
I want one now. Like, I'll probably get one after this.
Cover it with queso.
Yeah.
And we're good to go.
There you go, man. Now you're talking.
But you're on tour, and you just started this tour. You're going to be playing San Diego, Santa Barbara in June separately, not at the same time, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So how's the tour life going for you? Do you enjoy it?
It's good, man. Just, you know, staying busy. It's, you know, it's kind of what you do. What you do if you're a musician, that's how you make money, and that's how you get more people to, you know, hear your songs. And I like it. I like being on the road. It's not necessarily for everyone, but I enjoy it. And yeah, I'm just excited to, you know, grow the audience and get more people coming to these shows and showing them the music, you know.
Well, we'd like to show you off right now if we could. Would you mind going in there with your fellow bandmates and playing some songs off of On the Ride Here, please?
Yes, I'd love to do that.
Now, what are your favorite songs off this album, and which ones do you think you might play today?
I think today we're going to do By Your Side, Medicine Man, and then we'll do Tighter, another one off the record. So, yeah, they're it's tough to pick, though. I like quite a few of them, if not all. I like all of them on the record, I mean, but yeah.
Well, we do dig the sound that you have going down, Sam Morrow. Thanks for coming on the show, and prepare to rock, would you?
Will do, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
don't matter where we're going, long as I'm by your side. It's a long way from here on home, the closest I've been to feeling right. Yeah, right. my boots are just looking for you. When I hear the voice in my head, I remember you said that you'd hold me tighter. Hold, hold me tighter. You got to hold.
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Barry Funkhauser. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.